Blog Talk Radio.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. Yeah.
The devil told Eve she could eat from the tree. She would surely die. Told Adam it's all right, and they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you wanna do. God will understand. So now you feel justified. You do your thing on the side and still say amen. Don't you be deceived.
Nothing is the same. Is it? Let's take a look around.
40 years ago. The church was not in the state that it's in today, like it is today. That right? The word of God said the enemy will creep in unaware. They sow deceit will be coming.
Right.
There's a spirit of deception, a spirit of deceit, a spirit of manipulation. All these spirits are in the house today.
Amen.
Y'all have any leaders? I mean, I'm not saying we have any, but the majority of our leaders are fallen. And if the leaders fall, then what are they going to do? That's right. The word of God said, follow them only as they follow Christ. But a lot of them have walked away and turned their back on God. They're going astray, they're leading people astray. It really bothers me when I look at the church. And like I said, I got saved back in 1976. That's been like 37 years ago. But I made a choice.
Thank you,
Bob. I said, God, for you I live, and for you I'll die. And that was in 1976.
Thank you, Jesus.
I've seen a lot.
Wow.
Where the church is concerned. Some churches, they had a fallen, saying, well, hey, you know, baptized, and Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and he's going to hell, and then you had to have a solid teaching, and you don't baptize, and Jesus only, then you're going to hell, and all these different things. You got the church, the apostolic church, they had to lead us home, raising their hand, and at rest, it's about their head. You know, and I mean, I've seen so many things. But I haven't tried to think about the strictness, I believe, you know, when it came to the things in the house of God. And then now to see these leaders, like Bishop Jason, he was apostolic. Hunt, Tony, apostolic. Bishop Ellis. It's a lot of those people. If you look at them today, they're the time walker, yeah, apostolic, you know, and the reason why the church has are in the form of God today is because the word of God told us to watch, to pray, to stay alert. But people have not watched and prayed and stayed alert. Because he said a producing spirit was going to come in the house of God. A producing spirit, a stricken spirit, a bewitching spirit, a spirit that will twist and turn you away from truth. And he said it was coming in. And it came into the house of God. I see it. But the word of God said, follow them only as they follow Christ. And that goes for Pastor Harris, that goes for me. Goes for anyone that names the name of Jesus. He said, those that preach the gospel must live the gospel. We see now, you know, Anthony Baptist, they were sort of like, you know, they weren't so strict. They were like, the pastor would say, well, you do as I say you, but not as I do. So in other words, they felt so like they could do whatever they wanted to do. Do whatever, you know. So I've seen a lot. You know, you got some churches like Pastor Say they drink wine for communion, real wine, then you got the ones that drink, you know, grape juice, and then you got the ones where the children participating, you know, communion. All these things that I've seen a lot. I see a great change, as the word of God said. He told us to watch out. Watch and pray because they will be coming in with another gospel, another teaching, another Jesus. And today we see there is a love of Jesus in the houses of God. Because the word of God said, you couldn't do what you want to do, but he said you have to deny you. Pick up your cross and follow him. You can't follow him. You have to follow him. And the only way you're going to follow him is follow his word. This is what will keep us on track. But a lot of people did not follow this. They follow the leaders. They got their eyes on man and not on God. He told us to keep our eyes on him. Keep your focus on him. And like I said, the only way you'll keep your focus and your eyes on Jesus is keeping in the word of God. So now we see a lot of unclean things going on in the house of God. We see them throwing up the sixes, throwing up the devil signs. All of that is abomination unto the house of God. That stuff that back in the 70s, you know, people were doing drugs and LSD and, you know, and all different kinds of drugs. The rock singers, they were throwing up those same signs that the pastors and the members in the house of God were throwing up to them. What's wrong with that? Then the word of God told us to watch and to pray.
Amen.
Now, if somebody didn't watch and they didn't pray, the word of God said, here you are. Would be on the doorpost of the house of God once the Spirit of God leaves. It means that the Spirit of the Lord has departed from the house of God. Pick a box on the door. Means that the Spirit of the Lord has departed from the house. And he has departed from a lot of the church houses today. Because the pastors no longer are preaching the word of God, but they're preaching what the people want to hear. That's why there are so many people assembling together in one place, because you don't have to deal with you. You can go and hide you. You don't have to confess nothing. Nobody's going to the altar. Nobody's crying out to Jesus. Nobody is, oh, I don't even, not even calling on the name of Jesus. The main thing there is, where you go? Who's your pastor? It's not about him. It's about the word of God. He said, there he be lifted up. Now the pastor has to be lifted up. As you lift it up, the word of God says, Jesus!
Yes. Hallelujah.
You withdraw all men unto himself. That's why you're not seeing anybody being drawn to Jesus. They're being drawn to men. They're drawn to women. They're drawn to the singers. They're drawn to the so-called superstars. But Jesus is the only star.
Hallelujah.
He said he's a brand morning star.
Yes.
We as the body of Christ have got to get back to the word of God. Began to trick the church when he starts telling the leaders, we got to find a way to get the youth into the house of God. We may draw you with that same thing they already have. But the enemy used that. Now we got everything going on in the house of God. This is basically an intro. We're talking about unclean land. This land is very unclean.
Amen.
The word of God, so how can you hear? Except the preacher preach the word of God. But if the preacher's not preaching repentance, salvation, holiness without no man shall be Lord. He said holiness. It's a lifestyle. It's a choice that you have to make a decision. Which side are you really going to be on? Who are you really going to serve? You cannot serve God and the devil too.
Right.
You can't walk on both sides of that street at the same time. You have to make a choice. Either walk on the right side or the left side. You cannot walk in the middle of the street except you get ran over. And that's what the enemy is doing. He's running over a lot of people in the house of God. It's so sad how leaders have failed. That's what it was. mind is that now, when these things were done, the princes came to me saying, the people of Israel and the priests and the Levites had not separated themselves from the people of the land. So if you have not separated yourself from the people of the world, and you're supposed to be Christ-like, then what you're producing? Sin. Because that's what the world offers you is sin.
Yes.
Am I? Let's go to Psalms like quick and go right back here. This is why I'm saying the world is offering you what you already have. Psalms 58, I believe. We have got to get out thinking back on track. The only way you can get your thinking back on track is in the Word of God.
Amen.
And you need to have to be careful with the Word of God. Because there are so many new Bibles out. There are satanic Bibles. There are all kinds of Bibles. The NIV, which was plus this Bible. Y'all remember? Yeah, that's the most. He's a poor producer. The NIV is made by a poor producer. And most of the leaders now have put down the King James Version and given up the NIV. They have taken our word and they've added. And what do the words say about that? Don't add and don't take away. Y'all better be careful. This is your soul we're talking about. The enemy wants your soul. He wants to kill, steal, and destroy you. He don't love you. Another thing the enemy is trying to do is trying to make you think that the devil don't exist. He exists.
Amen.
Who's killing? Who's killing? Who's murdering? Who's raping? Who is it? It's the devil. Don't let him fool you. He exists. Psalm 58, verse 3 says, the wicked are estranged from the womb. So that means you came with the spirit of sin in you. That's the purpose that you have to be born again because you were born in sin.
Thank you, God.
Because of Adam and Eve not obeying God. That's where sin entered in. So the Word of God says the wicked are estranged from the womb. You came out. You don't have to teach that kid how to be bad. They fight you. They spit on you. They do that to all kinds of things that you can teach them. They came with bringing it from the womb.
Amen.
They go astray as soon as they be born.
All right.
Children go astray as soon as they are born, because you are born in sin. So when the enemy moves you, you are born with that nature. That's why you come to the house of God to hear the word of God to let you know that you have to be born again. Not from your mother's womb. When the people want to know, do I go back up in my mother's womb? This was a very entertaining man. Yes, he wants you to know, do I go back up in my mother's womb? No. What you have to do is confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. He came for you. He came for me. He came for all of us. He was a sin sacrifice for you and me. Abraham and Eve had sinned. Jesus came to restore us back.
Amen.
Jesus and called them into the harvest. The church and the pastors have again watched Jesus place you in the church. To preach the word of God, the uncompromising word of God. That people like you and me can be free.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Not be walked out in bondage again. And sin again.
Amen.
So what the serpent talked to Adam and Eve, they forgot all about what God has said.
Right.
That is where the church is today. You have forgotten all about what was left toward in the house of God. Your ears are hidden now. You want to do what you want to do. Say what you want to say. Cuss it. Fuss it. Doing everything. Young people running wild. No morals. No values. Nobody cares about anybody. Brothers killing brothers. Go on our page. Somebody just, a brother just killed a brother all the day. Then said he was dead. Level in the dirt. Cain and Abel. Am I my brother's keeper? Yes, you are. That's why we're preaching to you. We want your ears and your eyes to stay open. See the left the enemy wants your soul. Your soul should be a witness. Repent and serve the Lord for years. You haven't heard no word. You know truth.
Amen. Thank you, God.
Adam and Eve knew truth. They let the serpent trick them out of truth. Jesus said, where are you? He asked Adam and Eve, where are thou? He's asking you, where are you? Not because he didn't know where you were. He placed you here. He knows where you were. He wants you to recognize where are you in the spirit. Where are you? You know where you know who wrong. Where are you? Why are you listening to the servant? Why are you letting him change you? Why are you got him turning you away from the word of God and the things of God and you're doing everything everybody else doing? It's in here. Said the word and I'm going to warn you about it. To so this is spirit in the house of God. The serpent seduced Eve. Don't believe what the serpent says. Don't believe it. She don't love you. Even the young people now, they got hot toes. Telling them that this nigga is okay. Nigga's okay? Okay. We're back to good versus evil. So now we're evil. Well, evil, now evil is good. Twist it. So deceit. Deceiving you. The devil's deceiving you. He wants your soul. He wants praise. He wants worship. That's what Satan wants from you. He wants your worship. And if you look in the house of God, you see he's getting a lot of worship. He has accomplished what he wants to do. Preachers say that if you do anything, say anything, go on the way, do anything, dance and cuss and fuss. And on your way to heaven? No! You're on your way to hell! That's what the word said. Hell is real. We were made for the devil and his angel. A third of the angels fell because of listening to Satan. So don't get wrapped up with angels. You hear people talk about angels and doing it. You're all about to get hooked up with angels because you don't know you might have one of the fallen angels talking to you. He's a mediator. That's why everything we do, we're supposed to do it in the name of Jesus. He never sees on your behalf. That's why he said, whatever you do, do it in the name of Jesus. And he knows that. That's why he God. And when he talked to Adam and Eve in the garden, don't listen to him. And don't want to turn to the day. Don't listen to me. Oh, no, 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 turn to him. Oh, Lord, no, I don't listen to him. He has to come and tell us what's over here. He knows that there is over here. He knows that is over here. Because the word changes you. You better not remain the same. You won't want to be the same. The heart you used to have, you won't have no more. Those desires that you might have, you won't have no more. Where are the dreams?
Between me and you, you might have given
you think you've done and got away with it.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It says that they go astray as soon as they are born, speaking lies.
All right.
This is the father of lies.
Yeah.
The word of God to the devil is the father of lies. That means he's the originator. He's the one that made it.
Lies.
Oh, he lies to you.
Yes.
Oh, you might even squeeze him down.
Well,
oh, yeah. Wake up.
God is good.
Oh, yeah. You're not alone. Your neighbor right to you. Right there to the side. Both of y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he gonna call y'all too. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah now. Hallelujah, and I like the Jesus. Hallelujah, you young and your sister beside you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's go back to Ezra.
Thank God.
Oh, yeah.
Thank
Hallelujah. The old section should do that. A long time ago. It still needs to be done.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. I took my ring and kept on ticket. I'm still here. And that's why I'm still here.
Amen.
I thank God for the Lord of Mothers and the sense that called us out.
Amen.
Keep your mind straight.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
oh, yeah, you. Don't keep my wrong. Oh, yeah.
Thank
you. We're going to say things. Oh, I remember the heritage just right. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. It says, but Levi has not separated themselves from the people of the land, during the course of their abomination. Even as the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Jebusites, the Amorites, the Moabites, the Egyptians, and the Amorites, all these right. For they have taken of their daughters for themselves and for their sons, so that the Holy Seed have mingled themselves with the people of the land. Look at the church. Mingling with the world. That should be a change. That should be something different about you.
Thank you, God.
How do you want to draw young people? I don't know any of people. Because some of the old people out there in the street for a long time, they ain't never been young people. Some of the old people out here on the street, too.
That's right.
See, I'm on my corner.
Yeah.
I know somebody in the middle of the Word of Life with you. Got grandchildren that you need to be in the house of God with.
That's right. That's right. Thank you, God.
He said, my people, with the call of my name, will humble themselves and pray, and seek my face. Ain't nobody seeking God's face. They seek it for themselves. Everybody is trying to get this right. I said, do the best you can with it. It's getting old. Do the best you can. Do the best you can. So thank you, you know, on the old house. It's already a little bit. You know, just go on the way now. The whole thing, the house, the whole fucking place, just don't look good.
That's fine. Thank you.
Well, that was.
Amen.
The best you can. Well, what you got? Well, I'm telling you. He's on his way back. I want to be rid of myself. He said, they mingling themselves with people of those lands. Now you see that the settlers, the gospel sinners are mixed up with the secular sinners. Because secular is without God. That's what it means. Secular. Me without God. Wow. Just that me without God? Have we ever been without God? Jesus so much, so when the enemy comes in, I will trust God.